You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome, I'm Anna Altide. Nearly 1 year ago, Broadway went dark, leading to the longest emergency shutdown in Broadway's 150-year legacy. Born out of this extended intermission have been a handful of grassroots movements to support those impacted within the theater community. When the Lights Are Bright Again is a creative response to the shutdown, with 90% of proceeds benefiting the Actors Fund. We are privileged to present 6 touching letters to be featured in When the Lights Are Bright Again, immortalizing this unprecedented time in history. To kick things off, here is Andrew Norlin, creator of When the Lights Are Bright Again and host and creator of Everyday Heroes, a podcast series spotlighting inspiring women. Andrew was last seen in the national tour of Kinky Boots, and his debut memoir, Defining Brave, comes out soon. Following Andrew is performer Stephanie Bissonnette, last seen as Dawn Schweitzer in Mean Girls on Broadway.
Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My days have little glamour, writing memos, making calls, and wincing at the grammar written on the bathroom walls. It's all school supplies and budget size and wading through red tape. That's why I love the theater. It's how I escape.
In November of 2020, I completely hit a wall. After 9 years out on my own, I found myself back with my parents 24/7. Under the same roof and feeling like a complete failure. One night at dinner with my parents, I fell apart. Anxiety rushed through me from the lack of a light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to theater coming back. Anger pumped through my veins from the government's blatant disregard and belittling of arts workers and our intense contributions that we bring to the arts and culture sector annually. I feared for my future life in Manhattan, what that might even look like and who might still be left if and when I chose to return. Embarrassment bubbled inside me to think that my bank account had nothing to show for itself, or even a safety net to catch me now. Shame for the student debt I feel like I'm drowning in endlessly every single day was suffocating to face at the dinner table that night. The next morning, I found myself FaceTiming one of my best friends just to vent and talk. She stopped me after I shared of my breakdown from the night before, and she said, "Andrew, have you thought about writing a letter? Like a letter to yourself about what you miss, but as a way for you to grieve." We hung up and my wheels wouldn't stop spinning for 48 hours. I realized I need to do this. We all need to do this together. And then I got an idea. In the fall of 2021, we will publish this coffee table book on Amazon. Once available for purchase, 90% of the profits raised will directly benefit the Actors Fund, putting the money directly back into our industry. This book is a chance for us to grieve together, to reflect in an intentional way, to use our voices to create this history book that will be around forever, telling future generations what this difficult time was like, and telling our stories of resilience, hardship, and struggle throughout it. I've been so touched and moved to read the letters that have been pouring in from performers and arts workers behind the scenes too. Not just from Broadway, not just from New York, not just from regional theaters, but from all over the country, sharing their stories. Remember that your story is worth sharing because it's yours. And I think my favorite part about this project is that it's going to help people beyond this moment. Beyond your career, beyond my career, forever. So I hope you will check out our website at whenthelightsarebrightagain.com. Learn more there about the Actors Fund, and then find the section on the website to submit your letter, which will then take you to a Google form where you can fill in all the blanks and submit your letter to be a part of this forever book. A book by our industry, for our industry, and immortalizing our history forever. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to read your letters. Be well, be kind, and be brave. We got this.
We look to you to take us away from the soul-crushing jobs and emasculating pay. When our lives come up short and our hopes are sad and few, you whisk us off to someplace strange and new.
Dear Stephanie, when the lights are bright again, you will feel the magical power of truly healing. Your struggles will finally feel like they have passed. You will feel the joys of sharing your passion and what you have trained tirelessly to achieve since you were 5 years old. A dream you manifested and worked for was taken away by this virus. However, this love has always been more than just the shows, the costumes, and the glory. It took away connection, the feeling of sharing a space with other artists, dance classes filled with poised and perspiring bodies, sharing the gift of dance and inspiring one another to push a little further, give a little more, and be vulnerable with our stories. You will feel this high again. That feeling of euphoria as you pant from exhausting your limbs from reaching farther, digging deeper, and kicking higher. A glorious release where the world disappears and you can just be, exist, free. Your journey has been filled with ups and downs, as are most epic sagas. You are a survivor in every sense of the word. In 2014, you moved to the greatest city in the world. In 2016, you earned your place in the union by pounding the pavement, earning every last point. In 2018, you booked your dream job and helped create a Broadway hit from the very beginning. You worked with people you have idolized for years and finally felt like your moment had arrived. Every dream came true. In 2019, you were faced with your biggest challenge and still managed to come out on top, fighting back from a cancerous brain tumor to don the stage once again. The show was the light at the end of the tunnel. Then in 2020, that dream was once again taken away by disease and fear. Now in 2021, that light at the end of the tunnel has seemed to have been extinguished. The show closed. No hope of returning to Broadway once the pandemic was over. I know this time was incredibly dark. You are a survivor. You always find a way. We all do. We fight to live and dance another day. When the lights are bright again, you will feel the rush of nerves in the wings before the downbeat of the overture. You will start new adventures and meet new people who will inspire you and help you on your journey. The excitement of sitting in an audience and clutching the playbill as the lights dim. You will be reunited with so many friends, artists, and colleagues who have lifted you up in times of hardship and inspired you to keep pushing. You'll be united with those teachers that continued to invest in you even through a computer screen, never giving up on your potential and helping you continue to train. When the lights are bright again, you will feel complete, whole. It will be that opening night curtain call. Only the gratitude and joy will last longer than one night. It will live on every time the music plays and your soul moves you to dance. Always, Stephanie.
We look to you in good times and bad. The worlds you create make the real ones seem less sad. The curtain goes up and every now and then it feels as if we're coming home again.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Dear Brittany, when the lights are bright again, may you never take for granted the essence of time and the simplicity of being present. May you remember your resilience to adapt in the face of adversity, trauma, and the changes life has thrown at you, not only in your career, but also in your personal life with the loss of your dad. May you remember the strength and trust you found within yourself to accept the new pathway and reality that has been presented to you. May you remember that this, in turn, has allowed you to soften and go through grief, realizations, growth, and finding the courage to sit in the unknown. May you remember that your worth is not solely your career and there is so much depth to you. May you remember not to identify with the roles that you are given, but by the character of your being. May you remember the positives that this time away from your career has given you. Time with your family, time with your fiancé, time with your closest friends, and most importantly, time with yourself. May you remember to be grateful for what you have, the body you are within, and the tribe of people you surround yourself with. May you remember to never take for granted the ability to perform on a Broadway stage again, or be in a room filled with incredible artists. May you remember the impact you have made on the future artists you're teaching, and remember the joy you found in watching them grow week to week in discovering themselves and their talents. May you remember to strive, persevere, and put good into the universe. May you remember to always acknowledge this tumultuous time and remember the hope you had for the future of theater and the lights being bright again. May you remember to continue to dream, because that is how you got where you are today. May you remember to always live life to the fullest, just like your dad. May you always remember to smile, feel, laugh, and be in the present moment, for that is the only moment that we have. Love, light, hope, and laughs, Brittany.
We look to you as strange as it seems, when reality goes to scary new extremes. So don't ever give up, and this I guarantee.
That was performer Brittany Conigatti, who most recently toured the country with Mean Girls. Next up, here are letters from Rock of Ages' Kevin Rapone and Kiss Me Kate's Amanda Lamott.
Dear Kevin, when the lights are bright again, I hope you don't forget the feeling of them hitting your face that first time back on stage. I hope you never take a single performance for granted and always remain thankful for those moments. When dealt hard times, I hope you remain kind and never let your emotions get the best of you, remembering what it felt like when all of it disappeared unexpectedly. Keep working hard and never give up on your dreams. Push yourself to meet the goals that you set for yourself. And always remember that we aren't promised anything in this life. Treat every day as your last. Be a good person. Stay humble. Love always and forever. Kevin.
And it is quiet. And I am warm. Like I've said.
Dear Amanda, when the lights are bright again, remember this moment. Right here, right now, writing this letter to yourself when it has been more than a year from your last paid performance. Remember how difficult this time was, but also recall the clarity and reassurance it brought that this is what you are meant to do in your life. Remember the joy you felt any chance you got to dance, even if it was virtually. Remember how fulfilled you felt teaching students from all over the country and watching them progress and achieve their goals. Remember the ache you felt to return to the stage. Remember how you longed for the moment to be standing in your 3-inch character heels for hours on end with blisters and muscle pains. Remember the notes of encouragement throughout this difficult time from family and friends. Remember the hope you have for the future of the arts and the change it needs to propel. Remember the fight we must continue in order to find equity in our profession. As much as you want to forget the pain of this year and move on and never look back, don't. You must remember. And then remember to cherish every second of the lights being on again. Never losing this gratitude, Amanda Lamott.
Theodosia writes me a letter every day. I'm keeping the bed warm while her husband.
Last but certainly not least, we have letters from Mrs. Doubtfire's Jake Ryan Flynn, as well as Hamilton's Gabriella Sorrentino.
Love doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep loving anyway. We laugh and we cry and we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason, I'm by her side. So many have tried.
Dear Jake, when the lights are bright again, I am so afraid I won't be there to celebrate with my cast family. When the lights went dark, I was playing 12-year-old Christopher Hillard in Mrs. Doubtfire the Musical. I am now 14 years old, I have grown 4 inches since the Broadway shutdown and my voice has dropped. For a child actor, that is basically the kiss of death. The producer and the director have let me know they want me back, but even I realize this has gone on way too long. No one knew this would shut down Broadway for a whole year. I am not mad. Well, I am mad, but not at anyone. I am mainly sad. I love performing on stage, and this cast was amazing. Not just talent, this cast is amazing people. I miss them all so much, and I just want to be there on the first day and hug and cry with everyone. That's what makes me the most sad, the thought of not being there to hug everyone and realize we made it, we got through this horrible period in our life. And honestly, I was so proud of myself for originating my second Broadway role in 3 years. And I know that is the selfish part of me, and I will get over it, but I think it will always sting. Most of all, I just want Doubtfire to live on. It is an amazing show. Rob McElroy is incredible. He deserves a Tony. The Tony was just sitting there waiting for him before the shutdown. Even if I can't be there, the worst thing that could ever happen would be for the show not to survive. But I am certain it will. It is beautiful and will only be more amazing after the long wait. I am trying to protect my heart and move on. But it is hard to move on from these wonderful people and this amazing show. But deep down, I'm hopeful I will be there when the lights go back on. Holding on to hope, Jake.
Dear Gabriella, when the lights are bright again, you will finally be back home. This time of stillness has definitely brought on its challenges, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You have had to evaluate life and ask the question, what is my life like without the theater and the arts? It's been difficult to navigate that through this time because it is so much of who you are, being an artist, performer, teacher, and creator. You wake up every day wanting to go out into the world and get to do what you were born to do. And instead, it feels like Groundhog Day. You sit around and are waiting for that phone to ring or for word that something is going to change. You have had to lose people during this pandemic and feel the pain and grief of them being gone. Just feels like so much all at once. Sometimes you want to scream and cry. And at other times, you just want to stay quiet and alone. But I know there is that light inside you that still believes. Believes that this won't be forever,
This is just a moment in time in your life that you have to fight through and push through. These are the moments to grow stronger and become a fighter. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to continue fighting and hoping for better and brighter days ahead. The day will come when music will be blaring from the theaters and cheers will be heard from the crowds. That will be a special day. So keep reminding yourself, this is only intermission, and we will be back again, better and stronger than ever. Holding on to hope, Gabriella.
Special thanks to performers Andrew Norlin, Stephanie Bissonette, Brittany Conagatti, Jake Ryan Flynn, Amanda Lamott, Kevin Rapone, and Gabriella Sorrentino for sharing their letters with us. Please visit whenthelightsarebrightagain.com for more information, including how to submit your own letter if you are involved in the theater community. The Ensemblist was produced today by Mo Brady, Jackson Klein, and me, Anna Altide. There are two great ways you can help the Ensemblist right now. One is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. The other is by becoming a Patreon member, which you can do at patreon.com/theEnsemblist. Please follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at our home on Broadway Podcast Network at bpn.fm. You can also follow us on Instagram, where we share all of our latest episodes. Stay safe, and thanks for listening. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.